Time right now is 7:26, and it is time for Big Lester's Music Shack Hit of the Day. Of course, Big Lester coming to us from the Hillbilly Hilton in beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana. The Music Shack being the entertainment arm of the Hillbilly Hilton. And Big Lester's got us, surprisingly enough, the guy that that's hanging out at the Hillbilly Hilton this morning. And we'll be talking to you on the phone here in just a minute. Here's Stevie Tombstone.
That's my welcome warmth in like a flag in the wind. This body is tattooed and scarred end to end. Yeah, I lived all around and I've lost some good friends. Like a slow drunken waltz, I'll be back round again. I'm ready and able to drink at your table. I dance with the devil and make my amends. Yeah, I've lived all around and I've lost some good friends. Like a slow drunken waltz, I'll be back round again. You're all said and done, yeah, my race ain't quite run. I'm still quick on the draw and slow on the mend. Yeah, I've lived all around and I've lost some good friends. Like a slow drunken waltz, I'll be back around again. Yeah, I lived all around and I've lost some good friends. Like a slow drunken waltz, I'll be back round again.
All right, that is Stevie Tombstone on the Road Show this morning. That is Slow Drunken Waltz, that is your Big Lester's Music Shack Hit of the Day by Stevie Tombstone. And on the telephone with us this morning, that one and the same Stevie Tombstone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. It's already early, so doing
great. Man, I've been up half the day already. What are you talking about? Yeah, tell me, let's see, you are in Indiana right now, so you...
Yes, sir, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana,
right?
Music Shack with Lester.
Okay, all right. Is it all it's cracked up to be, Stevie?
It's that and more. You should make the journey. I go out of my way. If I'm anywhere in the state, man, we make sure we come... come see him and Paul, and they're great folks.
Yes, they are. Yeah, we got a chance to spend almost a week with them back in October down in Kentucky at the Outlaw Fest. And
wow.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. The I am going to do that. Matter of fact, I told my wife, I said, we need to plan a trip up there, and we're going to do that. We are going to do that. We're going to come up because I have got to feel the ambiance of the Music Shack.
You do, sir.
Now, you have relocated back to Austin now.
So that's correct. Okay. That is correct. I've been commuting, but I pretty much threw my boots in the closet, I guess, around January there. So
okay.
So I'm back. I'm on the road again, obviously, but that's where I've been hanging my hat in between tours lately.
So how often are you touring? What are you going out for? What, a couple of weeks at a time and coming home for the same? I mean, how do you?
Yeah, I'm out for two or three weeks at a time.
Okay.
And then I great. I'm a family man as well, so I play close to home for a few weeks, and then I take off. So I got the best of both worlds.
And that's hard to beat.
That's right.
That is hard to beat. Life on the road is being a road dog is not always all the glamour that it's cracked up to be.
It's not always the Taj Mahal. This stuff like hanging out at the Music Shack makes it all, you know, it's an oasis out there. I mean, I stay in a lot of hotels, and it's good to be able to visit with your friends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's a good thing, but you know, it's all about planning. That's all I can say.
Have you got any projects in the works? You got any another record you're working on, or what's the story?
I'm working on a new record, and that's one of the reasons I'm back in Austin.
Okay.
I'm working on a new album, and I'm also working on an album with Shelley Cutt. We're actually kind of working on our albums together.
Excellent.
In tandem. So, So I would expect some collaborative tracks to appear.
Very good. Shelley Cutt,
Yeah, and we're getting shooting pilots for a video series that I'm working on about other musicians, and then I'm, you know, just trying to get ready for the fall. So
man,
in between tours.
Wow, that's hard to beat, Steve. It's good to see that you've got so much on your plate. That's a great place to be, to have things that you just go from one to another, just bam, bam, bam.
So I'm fortunate. It's all stuff I'm passionate about, and I'm working with great folks, so I couldn't be any more thankful.
Yeah, the passion is what drives the train, isn't it?
That, at the end of the day, that's it, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling, because that's what I feel about what we do here. There's such a great collection of music out there that needs to be heard, and very few, not as many outlets as maybe there once was for independent guys, and and given the opportunity to play something from the heart and the soul, as opposed to something churned out of a song mill somewhere. You know where I'm going to be.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, on our sister station, our rock station here, yesterday, one of the midday guy was messing around before his show, and he's in the studio, and I walked by, and he says, "Hey," he says, "Big G, come and listen to this." He said, "It's the new Kid Rock." And I was like, "Why are you playing me? Why do you want me to hear Kid Rock?" He says, he's like, "No, man," he said, "you got to listen to this." And so then the music director for that station walked in as well, so we were all sitting there, and he was playing this thing. It was kind of a rock lyric with a today's hot country lyrics.
Right.
And it was just amazingly full of all the standard cliches.
They had a checklist going there.
Yeah. Let's see. He had his Chevrolet, had the tailgate down, had his girl, and he was listening to Tom Petty on the radio. You know, I was like, really? You're kidding me, aren't you?
That's digging deep, man.
Yeah, man. You know? And we laughed about that for about 15 minutes, about how pitiful that was. But it is a benefit and a blessing to be able to play stuff from a guy, and most of the stuff that I do play is would not be considered commercial music at all. You have kind of run the gamut in the stuff that you do. You've had the rock show. You've done the solo stuff. What do you prefer for your show?
You know,
what do you prefer? Do you like both? You like a little of everything, or what do you like?
I like a little of everything, actually. I mean, I've been playing solo a lot the last few years. Just part of it, man. Just for the simplicity of it, you know, being able to make judgment calls faster, and it's a lot more easy to book, plan my business stuff out.
Right.
With just me, there's no vote.
Right.
Well, sometimes they're in my head, but you know, I really like I like playing ensemble music, and I've actually been working with the band a little bit more since I've been back in Texas. So that's going to be back on the menu here pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're going to see some new stuff from the Tombstones.
Well, I'm working with some fellas that I recorded with on 7:30 a.m. and I'm working with an engineer that I dealt with on a lot of the tracks there. And,
okay.
So we're putting the old country band kind of back together.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And then I've got a bunch of other projects that I got my fingers in that are a little heavier. But as far as my stuff, I would expect to a band-backed solo record out next, you know.
Uh-huh, right, okay. Well, I want you to know that we were, after the aforementioned Kid Rock story, I leaned over to the computer, the screen there, and grabbed the mouse, and I said, okay, I've got something I want you to hear. And so I opened up one of the song libraries in the automation system here, and pulled out Black Cat by Stevie Tombstone. And that song was played yesterday during the midday on the rock station.
That's great.
Yeah, and when I was auditioning the song in there, everybody came by and they're like, who is that? What is that? Who is that? And I said, it's one for your shows, boys. So so we got you a little more airplay.
I got some crossover, man.
There you go, buddy. There you go. That's right.
That's great.
That's right. So when are you gonna be heading down this way again, man?
I'll be heading back home in April. I'll be playing back in Texas in April, just a couple of shows, and then May I'll be around quite a bit too. I've close to the end of April, I think I'll be down near you and Bernie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll be down there around the 25th. So that's probably my first show back in the area.
Oh man, the 25th.
That's the same day as the last Honky Tonk.
Yes.
But I'm doing an early show. We'll see what happens, man. I'll try to. But something always pops up, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, Stevie, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. I mean, you know.
Man, it's great to talk to you.
You know, I guess the first time that you and I met was opening for Unknown Henson.
That's right.
That is correct. So that's been
famous unknown.
That has been a while back, has it not?
Absolutely. That has been almost 10 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So and I always appreciate the fact that you know that when you are in the area and able that you get that you come by and hang out with us here.
Well, I'm gonna have to bring breakfast when I come back.
Well,
get up early and come see you.
You know, or stay up late, huh?
One or the other.
Yeah. That's what Dale Watson does when he comes over for an early morning slot. He said, man, I just stayed up. There's no sense in going to bed. I said, boy.
It's just a tease, man.
Well, we're going to get out of here with another little Stevie Tombstone number. Preview the song for us. It's something that I never thought I'd be. Tell us about this.
Well, there's a short funny song, story about this. There's a line in this song about cutting the grass, and this song came out pre music video for me anyway, and my good friend Jeff over there at Softek said, hey, I've got a new video camera, let's make a video for this song. So he said, I tell you what, why don't you come over and we'll cut a couple of run to grass in the front yard and get that scene down, and we'll move on. Well, the light wasn't right. I cut the front yard. The light still wasn't right. He couldn't get a good shot. I cut the backyard. And by that time, I had to go home, and the video never came out, but his grass got cut.
So, yeah, leave
so
it to Jeff.
Keep that in mind when you're listening to the
Leave that to Jeff. Stevie Jensen, always a pleasure, son.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Adios.
You keep old Big Lester on the straight and narrow out there.
We are, man. We're keeping it between the lines today.
Thanks, brother. We'll see you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I try to be the man you think I am, an outlaw and a gentleman. I live a life that nearly killed me. From time to time, there's people that you meet in bars, pass you by in fancy cars, they'll never know the life I've known. But does it smell the fresh cut grass and gasoline as you hitchhike through the roadside of my dreams? Make you feel like you're a little part of me, 'cause I'm someone that I never thought I'd be. All he knew, wrote 100 songs for you. I paid the price to make you cry. So don't be quick, judge me by the way I look. Just a country boy who took his time running in circles. But does it smell of fresh cut grass and gasoline as you hitchhike through the roadside of my dreams? Make you feel like you're a little part of me, 'cause I'm something that I never thought I'd be. Yeah, does the smell of fresh cut grass and gasoline as you hitchhike through the roadside of my dreams make you feel like you're a little part of me, 'cause I'm something that I never thought I'd be. 'Cause I'm something that I never thought I'd be.
Stevie Tombstone on Big G's Texas Road Show this morning. That is something that I never thought I'd be. And, of course, we just got off the phone talking with Stevie. Great, great guy. You ever get a chance to see him in person, go see him, Stevie Tombstone.